Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. This is the Maximize Living Radio Show. And this is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region that brings you truth about health and healing over the airwaves. Our mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease so that you can live to your God-given potential. That's what it's about, is your God-given potential. We have so many people come into the office that have listened to the radio show for years, and they say, you know, I wish I would have came sooner. I wish I heard about your office sooner. And we are in a place right now in our society and our culture that we're realizing that health comes from within, that your body must heal itself, and it's designed to heal that way. It desires to heal that way. It's just there's things that get in the way, whether it's us not knowing what to do, medicine, surgery, our healthcare, broken sick care model, and just the excuses that we make, whether it's our genes, our age, what we do for work, a car accident, which isn't an excuse but a reality, a fall, your spouse keeping you up at night, right? Hormone changes, your kids stressing you out, whatever that thing is in our society and culture, people are waking up and saying, you know what, no one's going to take care of me, my health, besides myself, right? There's not going to be the CEO of the hospital, CEO of whatever insurance company that you think is going to protect you or cover for you. It's not going to be Medicare or Medicaid that's going to cover your health. I'm telling you right now, insurance at best helps with three things. Drugs and injections, surgeries, or walkers, canes, braces, things like that. No one wants any of those three things. No one wants surgery. No one wants pills, potions, and lotions. And nobody wants to have to rely on a walker or a wheelchair. Guys, I'm telling you right now that if you're listening to the show, if that's you, I'm not trying to condemn those things. I'm trying to convict us in that state. Wherever we are with our health, I want you to know that there's still hope. We are in a hopeless culture when it comes to healthcare, and I'm here to give you the hope that you need to get healthy and get well, and most importantly, take ownership of where we are today so when things are good, we can take ownership of when things are great. I'm telling you right now that no matter where you are when it comes to your health, if you got a heartbeat, if you got air in your lungs, there's still hope. There's still hope for you to heal. And we do that by, in our clinic, we do that through the principles of chiropractic. Whether you like chiropractic or not, you don't really know what chiropractic is if you don't, or you've never experienced it. Even if you don't want chiropractic care, there's therapies and things that we do in our office and things that we teach and educate on and give you tips, tools, resources to get better at home. So now we're seeing people with all different things, whether it's headaches, sciatica, carpal tunnel. We just had someone last week that had carpal tunnel surgery scheduled. She's been under care for a month. She canceled her surgery. She canceled her carpal tunnel surgery. Come on. How amazing is that? We had a lady who was having a really hard time healing from knee surgery. It was taking 6 months longer than it should, the orthopedist said. She started getting care in 2 months. She's 100% back to, if not better, than where she was before the surgery through what we do in our office. We had two people this week that were literally on a walker for neuropathy, throw away their walker. They're now walking to the office without a walker, and their neuropathy is improving. We have a patient named Mindy who's doing great. healing from headaches, healing from neck pain, able to do the work that she needs to do for at her job, able to be the mom she needs to be, the spouse she needs to be, because her headaches are no longer there. Come on. We are an office full of testimonies. And without a test, there is no testimony, right? So a lot of you are listening to this, whether you're at home drinking coffee, maybe you're on your way to church, on your way out of church, wherever you're at, I'm telling you right now that this show's designed to help you heal from the inside out, that God needs no help to heal you. He just needs no interference. So God needs no help to heal you. He needs no interference. I am not the healer. Your body heals itself. As a chiropractor, I take pressure off the spinal cord and nerves, release the tension of the body. The brain sends signals down the spinal cord across the nerve roots to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body for right now, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food. Your brain controls it all. It's not me doing it. It's your body doing its innate intelligence, which is healing on your behalf, regardless of how it feels. Like you're saying, what? Regardless of how it feels. Yeah, regardless of how it feels. Sometimes it feels bad to heal. Fevers, runny nose, itchy eyes, eczema popping up in the skin, diarrhea, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, hormone changes. All these things are happening for a reason, and sometimes it doesn't feel great. But we've got to hone in and say, listen, how did I get here? What can I do to help mitigate it? What can I do to get to the cause of it? And that's what we're about. How do we actually get to the cause of your healing and or problem? It's all about the cause. The cure is in the cause. And so, you know, one of the things that we do in our clinic is we're going to be checking people's spines. Why do we check their spine? Because if the spine's off, everything's off. If the spine is off, everything's off, right? And so we got to start by looking at the spine. If you've never had your spine checked and you want to see what your spine looks like, listen, that's what we do in our office. Our office is called Health From Within. You can go to our website. It's healthfromwithinstl.com. healthfromwithinstl.com. And we have so much great resources for you. We have a way to get you plugged into the clinic for a discounted new patient exam, discounted x-rays. Regardless of what your insurance covers, it's significantly discounted. And so you got to check it out. You got to see how we can help you. Once again, we're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. If you're wanting to schedule a new patient appointment, this is the catch. You got to figure out what's causing your problems, right? So if you have headaches, we got to figure out why. No longer you're going to rely on medicine to get through life. Stop canceling life so you can deal with your headache. I'm telling you, people are missing out on their life because they're suffering from headaches or sciatica or neuropathy or high blood pressure or depression or anxiety or IBS, right? They're canceling their life to just deal with the sickness. I hope, my hope and prayer out there for the people that are listening is that if you have issues and you want to see if we can help you, we have to see what's going on in our health center. You got to see how we can help you in our health center. We do tests in our office. We don't guess, we test. If you're wanting a new patient exam, normally it's $297, but if you call in on the radio show, it's only $60. This is the catch. You just got to call in now. When you call in, I'll answer the phone. We'll schedule you for that appointment, and we take the $60 payment over the phone to save that appointment time for you. So that way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. You're already covered there, right? And so the number to call to schedule a new patient appointment to really get to the root cause of your health problems is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk with you about in the segment is, what do the last 15 years of your life look like? I know it sounds pretty morbid, okay? But I was challenged with this today. I was talking with a patient about how, like, this year in general has just flown by, right? You know, I think it's one of those things that we got to recognize that, you know, there's been some challenges, there's been some wins this year. Whatever that is for you, we got to realize that time is fleeting, right? And we got to realize that what we do today impacts the last 15 years of our life. You know, there used to be a book that we would give our patients in the clinic, and it was called Cruise Ship or Nursing Home. And the reason why it's called Cruise Ship or Nursing Home is because what research shows is that it's as cheap to live on, or more affordable to live on a cruise ship than it is a nursing home now. Why? Because medicine, surgery, not good care a lot of times, the cost of the medical model, which is increasing, that hits nursing homes, right? So it's actually more affordable or maybe the same to live on a cruise ship than it is in a nursing home. And so we always talked with our patients, where do you want to be when you're retired? Do you want to be on a cruise ship or do you want to be in a nursing home? Everyone had the answer. They said, well, I want to be in a cruise ship. Like, we all want to be in a cruise ship, right? But in reality is that we're not willing to take the steps today to get us to the cruise ship, right? Cruise ship in a healthy way, okay? Not in a sick way. But we're not willing to do what it takes today to get us to that cruise ship or to that all-inclusive vacation with your family or to taking all your grandkids to Disney World. We're not willing to do it today. Why? Because it's hard. It's hard. It's inconvenient. It takes an investment of time. It takes an investment of finances. Listen, I'm telling you right now that either you're going to invest your time and money into your health or you're going to go into debt and lose time in sickness and disease. Listen, I want you to start to think about the last 15 years of your life. Right? We talked about finishing the race strong, and the Bible talks about finishing the race strong, right? Emotionally, physically, spiritually. So my challenge is let's start to envision if we do nothing today, if we do nothing good for our health today, or if we don't change today, what does that last 15 years look like? Listen, if you're going to be surrounded on Christmas in your hospital bed, in your nursing home with dementia or horrible pain or cancer or heart disease, listen, how do we prevent that today? That's what we got to start thinking about. What can I do today to prevent the nursing home, to prevent being in a hospital, to prevent dying in a miserable death from cancer, heart disease, diabetes, right? We got to go there mentally, because if we don't, then we think it's not going to happen to us. Guys, I'm telling you right now, 5 out of 6 people in our country die from cancer or heart disease. 5 out of 6, right? So how do we become the 1 out of 6? And by the way, cancer, heart disease, 90% of it's lifestyle, 10% is genetics, okay? So 5 out of 6 are passing from one of those chronic illnesses. And how do we become the 1 out of 6? How do we become the 1/6 of the population? It starts by feeling those emotions of what does the last 15 years look like, getting a super clear vision and goal of what you want to do from, 80 to 95 or whatever those last 15 years look like, 75 to 90. What do you want that to look like? Do you want to see your great grandkids? Do you want to be able to travel and visit them in college? Maybe not that. Maybe you want to go to their graduation, right? What is that? And I think it's important that you put language around that, right? Because it's not just going to happen and you're just not going to just be lucky. You might be lucky. You might be blessed, which is great. But a lot of times when people that are healthy at that age and they're not stuck in a nursing home, they've been proactive with that thought process, right? Or they're just completely blessed, which is great. So I would encourage you, whether it's you just writing it down or thinking about it, or maybe with you and your spouse, or maybe your adult children, what is that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last 15 years look like, and start to make some goals around that. Start to say, how do I back into that, right? So if I want to be on the beach at 80 years old with my great-grandkids, what's it going to take me today? What do I need to do today to get there? Whether it's, and for some of you, it's just like, I got to figure out how to get out of this pain. I'm sick of pain management doctors. I'm sick of medicine. I'm sick of surgery. I'm sick of injections. I want to go to Dr. Nick's office at Health From Within. That might be the first step for you, right? And if that is, we got to start somewhere, right? So our office is Health From Within. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. Our office number to call right now is 314-323-7214. If you want to get that 90% off exam, you just got to call now. I will answer the calls. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment. We'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That covers your entire first appointment, which covers your entire exam. The number to call to schedule that appointment is 314-323-7214. We've got a lot to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cover next segment, so hang tight. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a local health center here helping people locally get to their God-given potential without the use of drugs or surgery. I mean, there's so many people out there right now who are just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And what we do, what I literally wake up to do, is to help people reach their health potential. Listen, if we lose our health, we lose everything. It's obvious. It's more known now than ever before that, you know, we make up 5% of the world's population in America here, and we take 80% of the world's drugs, guys. I mean, this is a crisis. You should see the medication lists people have when they come into my office. It's heartbreaking because it's literally the hope is in the pill. And I'll tell you what, there's a pill for every ill. And so if we're going to wrap our head around this right now, is that there's no secret medication. There's no magic research study that's ever going to come out. We've been waiting for one for years. It's not happening. If you guys realize that, look at Susan G. Komen. Look at all the amazing facilities and brilliant minds we have here, even just in our small city, right? With the big hospitals and the big colleges and some of the best doctors in the world are here, which is awesome and such a blessing. But what's happening is that we are in a model right now where our sick care system is being used for health. Listen, you don't go to a place of sickness to get healthy. I'll say it again. You don't go to a place of sickness to get healthy. If you're going to urgent care, hospitals, medical practices, they're in the study of sickness and disease. Why are you going there for health? You have to do something different. You got to go somewhere else for health so you stay out of the sickness, the crisis, and disease. Listen, talk to nurses, talk to doctors. We have medical doctors in our office as patients. We have nurses as patients in our clinic. And they say, listen, I'm going to stay out of the hospital. I don't want to be on medication. I don't want to get surgery. I don't want to be in the medical model, meaning they don't want to be patients of the medical model. Not because the people are bad that are delivering the care. It's the system is broken, right? People that work in the system know it's a place they shouldn't go, right? So we had to wake up as a society and say, listen, I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired of what's happening in our culture when it comes to healthcare. And if you're truly sick and tired of being sick and tired, you got to do something about it. You don't have to live in it. I think most Americans just blame it on their genes or their age, and this is how it's going to be. And listen, that's not the case. Some of the healthiest people in my health center are 80 years old. And if you think about that, some 80-year-olds are healthier than their grandkids who are 20 years old, right? We got to wake up and say, what is happening? And there's a lot of self-harm that's occurring out there. Self-harm meaning not suicidal thoughts or tendencies, but self-harm like we're doing poor things to our body lifestyle-wise, which is damaging our health, and we don't even know it. Your body wants to heal on a daily basis for you. It does. The cells want to thrive. Your body wants to survive. But we're getting in the way of that. We're interfering with the body's ability to heal by doing stupid things. Because you know why? Because we're stubborn, right? I just came across an article this week of saying that 8 potential side effects of consuming too much diet soda. You know, why don't we just say 8 potential side effects of consuming diet soda? I don't know why they throw in the too much. It's just diet soda in general is bad for you. Everyone knows this. But why are people addicted to it still? I don't get it. We got to wake up and say, listen, the adverse health effects coming from anything that we're putting in our body, if we know that it's bad for us, why do we keep doing it? I don't get it. I don't understand it, right? I just don't. Now, diet soda does have an addictive quality to it, to the brain. It literally makes your brain addicted to it. So that's not good, obviously. So there is a little bit more of a component than just like sugar, right? So the 8 side effects of drinking diet soda. I want everyone to hear this loud and clear. If you drink diet soda, you have to stop drinking diet soda. If you're the spouse of a loved one who drinks diet soda, for their health, for their sake, you got to get them to listen to this. You got to get them to understand that it's so bad for them. And it's not about today. If someone giving up soda, for instance, and throw soda in the mix of anything, not working out, not drinking water, eating too much sugar, eating pizza every night, eating Lunchables all day long if you're an adult, there's things that we do and we don't change because we're just stubborn human beings. This is where human nature steps in and there's a level of understanding and you get it. But we got to step back and say, listen, I'm worried about not your health today. Obviously, I care about that too. Don't say that to, don't say that to your spouse. But I don't care. I just don't care about you today. I know you can get through today. But what does it look like in a year from now or 5 years from now? Or 10 years from now. That's where my heart is. And I tell it to my patients, I go, listen, I know you came in with neuropathy and you have blood pressure issues, you have headaches, you have gut issues, you really need our help. I mean, you're dying to need our help. I care about you today, but I care more about what things look like in 3 years, 6 years, 10 years. That's what I care about. So when I future cast my patients to what does their health look like in a year, 5 or 10 years, it's not to get them out of the present day, but it does motivate them and inspire them to change today so they can have a better future. Listen, you have to change today to have a better tomorrow. It just has to happen. So we're using Diet Coke or Diet Soda as a example of that, but there's things that we have to do in our lives, and I know you probably know yours, that you got to do something different. And one of the things that need to be done different is ignoring problems. Stop ignoring and accepting the pain or numbness and tingling that you have in your body. Stop ignoring the fact that your body's telling you something's wrong and you've done nothing about it just because you think it's okay. Listen, you have to be super sensitive to what your body's saying. And that's what I tell all my patients. Listen, I want you to be sensitive to what your body's telling you, whether you have pain, whether you're tired, dizzy, numbness, tingling, you're dehydrated, you're not sleeping well, your gut is off. All those things are indications that we need some help. We need to change, right? So if you have issues that you're dealing with now, you have to get into the clinic, okay? You have to get into the office. Stop ignoring it, because we know what happens when things get ignored. They get worse. They just get worse, guys. And I'm sadly, people come to me and they say, I should have came in earlier. Why did I wait so long? And I go, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why people wait so long if they know. It's one thing to not know. If you don't know that we exist, if you don't know that there's things that you can do on your behalf to get you better, that's another thing. But why are we on the radio show? Why are we on TV? Why are we doing webinars? Why are we taking people out to dinner with their spouses and friends so they can teach them about health? Why are we putting ads out on social media? Why? It's not so that we grow as an office. It's to reach the unreached. Some of the patients that have seen the best testimonies in our clinic are people there have seen us on radio, heard us on the radio, saw us on TV, saw us on Facebook, whatever that is, right? So let me step off my soapbox for a second. The 8 effects of drinking diet soda. One is that it disrupts your gut. It destroys your gut microbiome. Research has proven this now because it affects your fatty acids, and this affects your inflammatory process in your gut wall. So what happens is that your gut wall becomes dysfunctional. Your bacteria becomes dysfunctional. It's called dysbiosis. And it affects your immune system, nutrition absorption, and of course, regularity. So drinking diet soda jacks up your gut, okay? Jacks up is a medical term. 2 is that it erodes your tooth enamel. That's correct. Research shows and proves that diet soda destroys your tooth enamel and affects your pretty smile. So for people who are trying to stay diet, your smile matters. I would stay away from diet soda. It's going to damage your teeth. 3, it can cause headaches. Why? Is because it's aspartame. Aspartame is a artificial sweetener. It's one of the number one ingredients in diet soda. And aspartame is a neurotoxin. It's a neurotoxin affecting the brains, causing headaches. Diet soda causes headaches. It causes your teeth to rot, and it also causes gut to be jacked up, like I said. 4 is that it decreases your bone density. We have people out there who are drinking diet soda and they're taking medication to help with their bone density. Tell me the logic. that's all I hear is crickets. Like, there is no logic, okay? It damages your bone density. It can increase your risk for cardiovascular complications. Why? Because it starts to affect metabolic syndrome. It starts to affect your heart function. And it causes an increase in type 2 diabetes. We got to watch out for that. This is crazy. Number six is it actually causes sugar cravings. I know it sounds crazy, but there's something that happens with your brain with aspartame. Your brain is triggered to want more of it, more sugar, more dependence on it. So we got to realize if we're trying to save from sugar, diet soda is only going to make us want it more. Okay. And then this is a big one too, is that seven is that diet soda is linked to weight gain. Most people would be like, what is diet soda? It's better than regular soda. Candidly, regular soda is better for you than diet soda. Obviously, the sugar is not good. But in regards to toxicity, the reason why there is weight gain is because what happens is that diet soda is a toxin. It's an absolute toxin. And what happens is toxins reside and are held in our fat cells. Okay, so when we're drinking something toxic all day long or we're eating something toxic on a frequent basis, our fat cells are going to absorb that toxin to keep us from dying. Essentially, right? So our fat cells are going to swell and visceral fat is going to be something that's increasing with something like diet soda. Eight is obviously it's going to be linked to type 2 diabetes because of the sweetness factor. Even if it's not sugar, your brain affects the insulin response, right? So we have to cut down the assumption. How do you, consumption, how do you do that? Obviously water. And weird concept. You should be drinking half of your body weight in ounces of water a day. You can add fruit, frozen fruit, cucumbers, lemon, lime, anything you want to your water to help with that natural flavor. That's really good for you. Coconut water is another option. I think it's God's sports drink for us. Super great with electrolytes, awesome hydration levels. Coconut water is a superfood in my mind. Herbal tea is another option. Seltzer water. You don't want to drink too much of that because people will do that instead of drinking normal water, myself included. And then you can become toxic and dehydrated from that. And then kombucha is another good drink to throw into the regimen because that helps with your gut microbiome. Your gut microbiome. And so as we're walking through this, I got to think of a patient that came in. Her name's Sandy. Sandy came in the office and, you know, when she came in, she's like, listen, I'm overweight. Obviously, she said that. I'm overweight. I'm a type 2 diabetic. I'm having neuropathy in my right foot, and I'm having horrible headaches. And I go, okay, Sandy, tell me more. Like, how did you get here? She goes, well, I'm 52 years old, and started about 10 years ago. I started to become more sedentary. I started to eat more food, obviously, drink bad drinks. Stress with work, traveling with work. My kids are now like 10, 8, and 5, or 10, 8, and 7, sorry. And she goes, listen, I've done a lot of things, done a lot of things right in my life, but I definitely feel like I put my health on the back burner. And she goes, I feel like for the first time I got to put myself first. I've been taking care of my kids forever. We started late with our kids, and I've been taking care of my kids and kind of getting to that stage where I know if I don't do something about it now, it's gonna really take me down. And I go, explain that to me more. Like, what does that mean? She goes, well, I'm not able to play tennis like I used to. My walks are labored at best. So she goes, I used to walk 3 miles a day. I'm barely getting in a half a mile right now without being too tired and fatigued and my leg throbbing and numbs, tingling and burning pain. And so I said, okay, well, let's see where you are, right? Let's do the full exam of your spine. See what's causing your headaches. Let's do a full exam of the nervous system. We'll see what's causing the neuropathy. See exactly how we can help. And we did a full exam and we saw she had 60% loss in her sensory in her feet, in her right foot, which is just insane. She had damage in her neck with degeneration from past traumas like car accidents. And we said, listen, I know we can help you, but it's going to take time. Okay. So Sandy started getting care in our clinic, started doing therapy, started doing neuropathy care, started getting mobilization treatments and other therapies we do in our clinic. And within 3 months, her neuropathy went from 60% loss to only a 10% loss. Her headaches are non-existent. She was going from 5 headaches a week now down to none. And she goes, like, for the first time, I feel like I'm a present mom, I'm a present spouse, and I can do what I need to do. And I think about there are people out there who are Sandys who need to get in the office. If you're wanting a new patient appointment to see how we can help you, It's a discounted rate. Normally it's $300. If you call now, it's only $60. The catch is you got to call now. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Max Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and we got a ton of calls over the break about people wanting to schedule that discounted rate. Normally, our new patient appointments are $300, really to see how we can help you, and we go forward from there. We are a chiropractic clinic, but some of our patients that come in with neuropathy aren't good candidates for chiropractic, but they're good candidates for the neuropathy care that we give. Or some people might come in just for weight loss or gut health, and we have a process that we walk people through, particular protocols that that patient needs to get well. So if you did get a voicemail, I hope you left the message. If not, call me back. The reason is because I got bombarded with calls, and I'm not able to keep up with everything when it's just me answering the phone. So please give that number a call back for the discounted rate. Normally it's $300. If you call in, it's only $60 for a new patient appointment. But you got to call in on the show. That way I can schedule you and get you all taken care of. That number to call, once again, our office is called Health From Within. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. And we are here local to serve you. We have people drive an hour and a half one way to come see us. So I promise you it's worth the trip. It's worth the drive. And you just got to knock it out to see where you stand and see how we can help you. The number to call right now to schedule that new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Listen, I think we got to wake up and say, listen, if you listen to the show long enough now, you understand that we are counterculture, right? If you're a patient, you know we are counterculture. We're doing opposite of what the society is wanting, right? Which is pills, potions, and lotions, surgeries, injections. I had a patient say to me the other day, like, wow, it just seems so different in here. I go, yeah, I do different things to get different results. And she's like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense, right? That makes sense. And so we got to hit all areas when it comes to health and figure out what is best for our patients and how do we get them healthy, right? And so we've been seeing a ton of new families come into our clinic, which has been awesome. Babies, within a few months old, just getting the best care possible. And the reason is because the parents aren't throwing them on meds. The biggest thing we've seen kids and babies for is for gut health issues recently, right? So when gut health, babies are spitting up, or they're constipated, or they're not happy. Babies should be happy unless they have a wet diaper, they're hungry, they miss mom, or they're tired. Those are really the four things why they should be unhappy. So if those are all checked off, check, check, and check, then we got to realize that something else is probably going on. For your baby to be at ease and for your baby to work, like to function like it should and be happy like it should and grow like it should, they need proper family-driven chiropractic pediatric care. So if you're listening right now and you have a kid or a grandchild who's just not doing everything they need to be doing, go online, look at our Google reviews, go on Facebook, Instagram. We have all babies getting adjusted on there, kids getting adjusted. First appointment, we'll see how we can help the child. We'll explain everything to the parent. We'll ease their mind. We have nurses now bringing in their kids all the time to get their kids checked. Why? Because nurses realize that meds aren't the answer. Nurses realized that meds for their children aren't the best result. So we're seeing nurses bringing their babies in the office then just instead of going to the pediatrician and getting put on an acid reflux medication. Like, it's crazy right now what's happening in the medical field. And it's time that we step up and do something different. Why? Because if you know something's good for you or good for your family, why wait? Why hold back? How much do you have to not like somebody to help them? Right, I'm not saying you don't like your grandkids or your kids. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying someone at work, church, someone your neighbors. Like, if someone's struggling, why not just reach them and say, "Listen, I heard this crazy guy on the radio show. It's worth a shot. Here's his information. Our website's healthfromwithinstl.com. Healthfromwithinstl.com. Our number's 314-323-7214. You can text that number. You can call that number, leave a voicemail, please, and we'll get you rocking and rolling. But I just wanted to kind of get on my soapbox again and say, listen, we're going to have a bar with calls because people care about themselves, their spouse, their kids. They care. They care. So whether it's headaches, neuropathy, knee pain, weight loss, sciatica, depression, gut health issues, heartburn, whatever that is for you, we got to figure out how to get you better without relying on the medical system, because the medical model will fail you every single time, especially if you're in there chronically. Acutely, that's what they're great for, right? For knees for surgery acutely, for a broken bone, for your blood pressures, you know, 200 over 100, for things that will save your life, that's what they're designed for. They're not designed for chronic care. Although we tried to use them for chronic care, they're not designed for that. They're not designed for that. Chronic care medically is not going to lead you somewhere positive. And we know that. We see people that go through our lives who are going through that. Walkers, canes, being more injections, more surgery, more pills. It's just not working. And that's why we do what we do, is to keep people out of that system. Are we kind of crazy sometimes? But if it's something new you've never heard about, it should sound crazy to you, right? It should. People come to the office like, I can't believe I'm so much better. I've had headaches for years. I can't believe my shoulder pain was so bad and now it's gone. I can't believe I dealt with constipation for years and now it's gone. Like, what in the world is happening? Why is this happening? Right? It's because they never really looked at their body and said, listen, I know there's something else. I got to do something different. And how do we get there? How do we actually get there, right? And so, if you're listening now and, you know, you're like, man, where do I start? Where do I start with my health? No, well, if you're in the camp where you're doing a lot of things right and you're doing awesome, you still need a coach or a team to kind of guide you and be your guardrails, right? Because there's going to be a lot of things that come up in life still, and we got to watch out for that, right? You still need a team and a guardrail for that. And that's, we see a lot of our patients who've been there for 9, 10, coming up on 11 years in October, guys, which is insane. 11 years at this office, which is amazing. So that's a huge blessing. But I'm saying we've had people from us from day one who 11 years have been in our care. And then we have people that come in after the radio show this week and they say, I'm a mess. I'm on 6 pills and I'm on a cane and I can't hear, I'm dizzy or whatever the ailments are. But how do we give your body the best opportunity to heal and for you to believe it? I know that's kind of the hard part. I mean, we had a guy start this last week, care, horrible neuropathy, post-stroke patient. And he goes, I don't know how you're going to help me. I go, why? He goes, well, the doctor said that I'm just going to not ever feel my legs, my feet, or my hands. And I go, okay, well, let's look at your spine. Your spine is completely damaged from past traumas. You're not getting blood flow to your feet or your hands, so we can help with that as well. And you're not moving. Your posture is of an old man and you're 50. Like, that's crazy. He goes, well, this is what the doctor says I got to live with. I go, well, that's just not the case. His name's Terry. I go, Terry, if we could help you have a better quality of life, what would that mean to you? He goes, it would mean the whole world. I go, if I could wave a magic wand and this could all be resolved, maybe not 100%, but it just got better, what would that mean to you? He said, it'd be a dream come true. His wife is sitting in the room too. I go, what would that mean to you? She goes, well, I feel like I would have my husband back. I feel like I've lost him a little bit because of obviously the stroke situation, but with everything else, he's not able to walk. He's not stable. He stumbles. I'm worried about him falling all the time. And I said, I go, well, what if we were able to just like give you confidence that he can move in the right direction? Just the confidence, move in the positive direction. What would that mean to you? She goes, literally, I've been dreaming for, I've been praying for an answer, and if this is it, it's gonna blow my mind. And so he goes, listen, I have no other option but to get care. I have no other option to get care. It's only been, guys, it's only been like 4 visits, okay, this week. And she came to me, she pulled me aside the other day. He goes, Dr. Nick, I don't know what, I'm watching him do everything here in the office, what he's supposed to do at home, the therapies at home, what he's doing in the clinic. I'm watching how you're adjusting him. I'm watching his posture. I'm watching how he's walking. She goes, walking. And she says, listen, I already got to tell you, Dr. Nick, that, and she didn't want to say it in front of him because she didn't want to, like, you know, give him too much confidence yet, I think. She's one of those. She goes, listen, I don't want to give him too much confidence, but I'm telling you right now, Dr. Nick, I don't know what's happening, but he hasn't slept this good in years. He's sleeping great. He's happier. And usually when he's happier, he's in less pain. And he put his own socks and shoes on the other day by himself. And he hasn't wavered or stumbled since he's been into your clinic. And then the last thing she said is that he's, and this is the big one for her, he's not looking like an old man. He's not bent over, stooped forward like an old man. She goes, I can already tell his head is up more, shoulders are back, his posture's better. And what's insane is this, is that, you know, when we see that rapid change, even in a stroke patient, imagine what can happen for someone who hasn't had a stroke. Imagine that. And so if you're out there and you know someone who's struggling with neuropathy and or, you know, had a stroke, or their neck is awful, their posture's all bent forward, they're not sleeping like they should. If you know someone out there that needs help, listen, the first step is by getting them the help. This might be you. Stop waiting. Stop waiting. If you're listening right now, you're like, I never call in. I'm talking to you. Call in right now. When you call in, most likely I'll be answering other calls. I'll just be honest with you. We've been getting my bar with calls today. I'll answer the phone. I'll schedule you, and we'll get you into the office. Normally it's $300 for a new patient appointment. If you call in, it's only $60. It's only $60 if you call in. When you call, I'll schedule you. If you get a voicemail, leave a message. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Nick Barnes with Health From Within and the Maximize Living Radio Show. Guys, we've been on the air for almost 10 years, been in practice since 2008, and had this office for the last 11 years. So we have been all over St. Louis for many, many years, and we have patients that tune into the show. We have people that have never heard it before. They're on their way in or on their way out of church. And I want to tell you that it's been such a blessing to serve a culture, a society, a community that wants something different. And I can tell that people want something different, because once people start care in the office, they realize that this is what they've been looking for most of their life. That for the first time in their life, someone's told them what true health is and how to obtain it. And when people come in from the radio show who've called in, I know people, I can always gauge too, like with the radio show, with the topics we're talking about, with time of the year, time of the season, whatever it is, that people are listening because they text in and call in. We've already had 20 callers on this show, and that's amazing. Just so you guys know, when you call in, that it's not recorded. I don't put you on the air. So I just want to make sure you know that everything's is HIPAA compliant and private, but I want you to know that I can tell how these segments and radio shows are touching lives because the amount of calls and texts that we're getting. If you're wanting to schedule that discounted new patient appointment from $300 down to $60 to see how we can help you in your spine, headaches, neuropathy, whatever ailments that you have, if you want to see if we can help you, you just got to call in. And the number to call in or text in is 314-323-7214. That's 314-323-7214. Guys, I'm telling you, the reason that we schedule you when you call is that we want to reward action, okay? We want to reward action. People taking that step, taking that first step. We want to call. That's why I'm answering the phone right now on a Sunday morning, right? Because we want to answer the phone, schedule you for a new patient appointment. We take the $60 payment over the phone, or we'll send you a secure link. Saves you time in the office, saves us having to collect money in the office. Why do we do that? This is human nature, okay? We do that because when people schedule an appointment, we need them to show up. Why? Because we are a very active office. We have people wanting to get in our clinic. Every single day we have people ringing the phone off the hook. And the reason that it's so important for us to collect that payment is that when people pay, they show. We don't want people to take up appointment times and not show up, right? The last thing I want to do, I don't want to be a waitlist practice. If you ever called a holistic physician or something that you want that's hard to get into, sometimes they'll say, well, we'll get you in next month, or how about 2 weeks? Like, no, we're like, we'll get you in tomorrow. We'll get you in this week, because we want to open up more hours for those people to get in. Why? Because urgency matters to me. Severity, I care about severity. And clarity in what we're going to be doing with you wants to happen as soon as possible. We want to reward that action, that first step, that first thing of you stepping out and saying, I want to get better. I want to get better. And I think that's one of the things we got to recognize, that once again, we are counterculture, we're completely different, and we want We want you to get better. We want you to get better, okay? Now, a couple of people asked over the break, you know, tell me more about what you do in your office. Okay, so I am a healthcare practitioner. I am a chiropractor, but we help people with all different types of things, not just chiropractic care needs and pregnancy and pediatrics, but headaches and sciatica and carpal tunnel, numbs and tingling, degenerative disc disease. We help with that. Sleep pattern disruption, metabolic health, metabolic testing, weight loss, neuropathy is a huge thing this year. That's been like, it's people are getting neuropathy at a rapid rate and it's getting worse. And so we're seeing people getting unhealthy and more unhealthy with that. We got to wake up and say that there's hope for neuropathy. Stop relying on gabapentin and pills and walkers. There's hope for neuropathy. It's progressive in nature. You got to do something different though. Knee pain. We've been helping you with knee pain. Plantar fasciitis, disc therapy. We do sound wave therapy where we actually put sound waves into the tissue to help with healing and blood flow. And this has been shown to work better than PRP injections and injections in the body, right? So you and cortisone. And then also we do body contouring. We do red light therapy. So we do a whole host of services in our clinic. Why? It's because people need it. I mean, people need these things. And guess what? If it's going to keep them out of the medical system, off drugs, off pills, off injections, man, why wouldn't I provide that? Why wouldn't we provide those services? And so I just want you to know, like, no matter what questions you have, no matter what things you have going on with your health, if you're wanting to schedule an appointment and or ask information, call this number, text this number, 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. Now, so let's talk about someone who asked a great question over break. Great question. Someone was talking about, well, I have arthritis, I have bone spurs, I have degenerative disc disease, and a lot of people have that out there. It's a ever-growing condition and issue. And a lot of times the doctors will say, we'll just wait till it gets bad. That's what this patient said. She said, the doctor just said, we'll just wait till it gets worse, till the disc spaces become non-existent, and we'll have to put a cage in there, screws, have to do surgery. I'm telling you guys right now, 95% of spinal surgeries fail within 10 years. With the neck, it's within 10 years. With the lower back, it's within 5 years. This is not Dr. Nick research. This is Mayo Clinic research. Metal in the spine will cause things to fail over time. Guys, why? Because the joints above and below that will start to degenerate and deteriorate because the metal shouldn't be there, okay? So we got to do everything we possibly can to help you. If you have arthritis and bone spurs and degenerative disc disease, I'm telling you right now, there's safe, effective, gentle treatments with chiropractic care and the mobilization therapies that we do in our clinic to prevent it from getting worse. That's what we got to do. We got to prevent it from getting worse. We got to reduce it and or reverse it as much as we possibly can. And we do that by implementing proper biomechanics of the body, by reducing inflammation in the lifestyle and the joints and getting you this forecast. What does that look like going forward? If you have arthritis now, what's it going to look like in 10 years? What's it look like in 5 years? You shouldn't be waking up in pain every day. You shouldn't be going to bed in pain every day. You shouldn't have pain consistently throughout the day. We got to figure out how to reduce the pain in your body naturally, not by going to a pain management, injections, infusions, and pain meds. I'm telling you right now, that will destroy your life. It will destroy your mind. And if you've done it already, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't think it is, talk to your roommate. Talk to your loved ones. Talk to your kids. Talk to your spouse. I'm telling you right now, it's stealing who you are. And I'm serious about this. It's pain can steal who you actually are. Why? If you're in pain, how in the world? It's harder to be happy when you're in pain. It just is, right? If you're in pain, you're miserable. If you're sick, you're miserable. And that's not on you. It's just, it's factual, right? When people get out of pain, they can become nicer. We see this all the time. When people get out of pain, the spouse comes to me and says, thank you so much. I go, what? She goes, well, John was a jerk earlier. Now he's like the guy who I married. And I go, I didn't know you guys were struggling. She goes, no, I just thought it was what I'd have to deal with for the rest of my life. Pain. Pain in John, causing him to be a jerk, short, irritable. If you're living that life, no matter whose side is, if you're giving it or receiving it, you're not alone. And I'm not coming at you. I'm just saying that it's not okay to just accept it. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to. So if you are that person or you know someone who is that person, I'll tell you right now, there's hope. There's hope that you can actually get better naturally, and that's what we do at our health center. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. We see people from birth to the day they die. And we do that because we know everyone has a nervous system and a spine. We got our lifestyle coming down on us. We got a culture that's driven towards convenience, cheapness, and comfortability. Listen, if you're gonna be cheap with your health, you're not gonna get anywhere. If you're gonna focus just on comfortability, meaning you're not gonna get out of your way and get uncomfortable, like do things, the hard things, it's gonna go in the wrong direction. And if you're gonna be worried about, you know, the cheapness, the comfortability, and the convenience, if you're worried about convenience of your health, I'm telling you right now, you have to get inconvenience to get healthy sometimes. You do, okay? Time is an asset, but you got to take time for yourself now or you'll lose it all later. Listen, I can tell you firsthand, I've seen it happen in my family where someone works and works and works and works and they retire and they're well off financially and they lose their health. They lose everything. Everything stops. Everything stops. They can't go on vacations. They can't travel with their grandkids, right? They can't do those things. And so I'm here to tell you that that's the last thing I want for you. If you can tell in my compassionate voice, I'm compassionate and pissed off sometimes. I'm pissed off because people that don't know, and I got to like rip them out of the medical system. I got to get them to realize and wake up and shake them a little bit. Be like, listen, there's hope. You can do this without drugs or surgery. You don't have to miss out on your kids or your grandkids. You can travel the world. You can do all those things, but you got to start now. You got to do something now. And I think if we start to kind of come at our health concerns and or problems with a bigger, audacious why, like why we're doing that. Why do we need to be there for our kids? Why do we want to travel the world? It's because you only have one life and it's fleeting. Life is short. It's fleeting away. And so no matter where you are, I know you can always push the envelope a little bit more. A little bit more. For some of you who are in a walker or a cane or you can't feel your feet or you've had a headache every day for the last week or your blood pressure's out of control or maybe you're listening to this and you're in a hospital somewhere, right? Or you're going to a surgery or you're going to urgent care. I'm telling you right now that no matter how bad you think things are, they can always get better. If you have air in your lungs, you can always get better. And so I wanted to tell you one of the testimonies from Jim. Jim came to the office and, you know, he was on a walker and, you know, you could tell he just wasn't living a quality of life. He was taking the Metro bus to get there or Ubering to get to our clinic. And he goes, listen, the medical doctors haven't done anything to me for 20 years. I'm in a walker. My knee pain is out of control. I have neuropathy. My posture is awful and I got to do something different because I'm worried about falling. He goes, I know I got a lot of life in me and that's good and bad because I feel like if I live another 10 years like this, it's not going to be any quality of life. And so we did an exam on Jim. We saw exactly where the neuropathy was. We saw exactly what his spine looked like. And we knew we had to start to get him better in our clinic with at-home therapies and therapies in the office. And so we started having him come about once or twice a week. He was doing intensive therapies at home, which we helped guide him through and get him all the equipment he needs. And what's awesome is Jim is now on it. He's gone from a walker to a cane. He's standing up taller. He actually went out for a round of golf last week, which is insane. Only 9 holes, but he went out. He goes, I would have not been able to do that. And I'm telling you right now that Jim is happier now than he's been in years, his spouse will say. And so if you're at home and you're listening, and whether you're in your 20s with horrible headaches and gut issues, or maybe you're in your 30s with depression and back pain, maybe you're in your 60s with this degenerative disc disease and neuropathy, you got to see if we can help you. The first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment where we go sit down with you, go over everything, go over health history, talk about your health goals. Normally that's $300. If you call in right now, it's only $60. The catch is you got to call in now. And so when you call in, we'll answer the phone. I'll schedule you for that new patient appointment. It'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. So the number to call right now to schedule that new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Thanks so much, guys. Have a blessed day. And tune in next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.